A national movement to organize a day without a woman grew out of the Women's March on Washington in January. Those events drew hundreds of thousands of people to D.C. and to cities throughout the United States, including Seneca Falls. That inspired organizers, including Hannah Dickinson, in Geneva.
A number of us had been a part of the Women's March in D.C., in Seneca Falls, in Syracuse, and I think all recognize that as a really empowering moment. And many of us also have been involved in the Resist Trump Tuesdays in front of Tom Reed's office, and so I think there was a sort of moment that a handful of us started saying, protesting feels good, but it's time to really resist.
Dickinson says the day is an opportunity to take stock of what the community is already doing to support women and other groups who are alarmed over the policies of the new administration. It's also a time to plan for action well in advance of midterm elections. While similar events have been called a women's strike, Geneva organizers are describing theirs differently.
In Geneva, we're calling it a women's assembly. Our action really focuses on coming together in downtown Geneva to make some decisions as a community for our community. And how people get there may involve striking, it may involve calling in sick, it may involve taking a long lunch, it may involve walking out. So we're affiliated with the U.S. Women's Strike in acknowledgement of International Women's Day, but thought, you know, really for Geneva, that deliberative community decision making is where it's at.
The March 8th Women's Assembly in Geneva will happen at noon Wednesday in front of Congressman Tom Reed's office on Exchange Street in downtown Geneva. For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm Kelly Walker.